KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have clear skies. It's 22 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be mostly sunny today, a high of 54. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. In Southwest Iowa News, the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest of a Villisca man on Friday afternoon on theft charges. At around 3:20 p.m., deputies took into custody 40-year-old Jason William McCollum of Villisca on a Montgomery County warrant for theft in the fifth degree. McCollum was brought to Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center and held on $300 bond. Fremont County Sheriff Kevin Astrup reports a Missouri man was arrested last night for multiple traffic violations and on an OWI charge. Deputies responding to a report of a maroon Ford Mustang traveling in excess of 100 miles per hour on Interstate 29 near the Percival exit located the vehicle and conducted a traffic stop. Deputies identified the driver as 36-year-old Danger Caballero of Kansas City, Missouri. Caballero was subsequently arrested for numerous traffic violations and OWI third offense. He was brought to the Fremont County Jail and held on $5,000 bond. Officials of the Cass County Health System Foundation, or CCHS, have announced their 2017 campaign to purchase a 3D mammography unit for the Cass County Memorial Hospital. Foundation Director Don Marnin says breast cancer is the most common cancer among American women, and we all know someone who has been affected by it. Having this new diagnostic tool available right here in Cass County, she says, will allow women to be diagnosed up to 15 months earlier. Early detection, she says, remains the key to the successful treatment of breast cancer, which makes this campaign so vital. At a cost of $450,000, the 3D mammography technology is a big investment. And the Cass County Health System Foundation is busy planning a direct mail campaign, employee and community campaigns, a spring gala and golf tournament, all aimed at helping to raise the needed funds. Once purchased, the 3D unit will completely replace the current equipment, and it will become the standard technology for all patients who receive an annual screening mammogram. Carrie Schmidt, Director of Diagnostic Imaging, says this technology provides greater detail and visibility than previous units. It not only provides earlier diagnosis, but it will reduce the number of callbacks for additional imaging, which means less radiation exposure for those patients, as well as much less stress. A 3D mammogram is conducted in a manner very similar to a traditional mammogram, with a technologist positioning the patient and taking images from different angles. The images produced from 3D mammography provide a radiologist with a greater visibility of breast tissue than ever before, allowing for a more thorough assessment of the results. In recent studies, 3D mammograms not only were able to find cancers that remained undetected by traditional mammograms, but also were able to significantly reduce the number of false results, cutting back the number of callbacks for unnecessary additional screenings. Overall, 3D mammography has shown a 41% increase in the detection of invasive breast cancers compared to traditional technology, and a reduction in reported false positives of up to 40%. If you'd like to make a donation or learn more about the campaign, you can contact Don Marnin at 712-243-7409. Clarinda Police Chief Keith Brothers says the Clarinda Police Department will begin Operation Blessing 2016 on Monday, November 28th. The community project embodies the spirit of Christmas by helping to make sure every child in Clarinda receives a gift on Christmas Day. Retired Police Chief Joe Newton and retired 911 Communications Supervisor Diane Newton will be managing the program again this year. Now, children may be signed up for involvement in the program by calling the Police Department's Records Office at 712-542-2194, extension 203, Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Administrative Assistant and Records Clerk Tara McComb will take the child's name, age, sex, address, and two gift requests per child. Names of the children can be submitted beginning Monday, November 28th, and will be accepted through Wednesday, December 21st. Cash donations in care of Operation Blessing 2016 can be dropped off at the office of the Chief of Police in Clarinda, Keith Brothers, again, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., or mail to the Clarinda Police Department at 200 South 15th Street in Clarinda. Zip code is 51632. Cash donations will be used by the Clarinda Police Department to purchase gifts for the children. If you wish to purchase a specific gift for a child, you need to contact the Clarinda PD and ask to speak with Joe and Diane Newton regarding purchasing of a specific gift item or items. The families will then be contacted by the Clarinda Police Department when the gift items are ready to be picked up. If a family is unable to pick up the gifts, uniformed officers with the Clarinda Police Department will go to deliver them. Officials of the Iowa Department of Natural Resources are investigating a manure spill near a small stream about 3 miles southeast of Lamar's in northwest Iowa. The Sioux City Journal reports that the rollover crash of a tanker truck on Thursday dumped up to 9,000 gallons of swine manure near the stream. At least some of the manure leaked into the stream. A news release from the DNR says a pumping company was called to try and contain and pump the spilled manure back into the tanker. The DNR says it will continue to monitor cleanup, give advice, and consider enforcement actions. Taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning here on KJAN, Marjorie Grayson, age 91, of Atlantic, died October 11th at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Celebration of Life memorial services for Marjorie Grayson will be today at 10 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Norma Jean Cultwriter, age 85, of Adair, died Monday at Iowa Methodist Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Norma Cultwriter will be today at 10:30 at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Jaquetta Ruth Jenkins, age 76, of Elkhorn, died November 2nd at the Salem Lutheran Home in Elkhorn. Memorial services for Jaquetta Jenkins will be today at 10:30 at the Congregational United Church of Christ in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Larry Groof, age 66, of Atlantic, died October 13th. A celebration of life for Larry Groof will be today at 1 o'clock at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Williams, Iowa. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. Ellen Carlson, age 79, of Sonora, California, and formerly of Audubon, died October 27th. Funeral services for Ellen Carlson will be today at 2 o'clock at the Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. Martin Marty Leroy Schumann, age 74, of Avoca, died Thursday at Mercy Hospital. Funeral services for Marty Schumann will be Monday at 10:30 at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca, with Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Avoca in charge of arrangements. John Rasmussen, age 71, of Kirkman, died Wednesday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. A memorial service for John Rasmussen will be on Monday at 11 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Kirkman. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Marta Lynn Fender Key, age 60, of Council Bluffs and formerly of Oakland, died Thursday at Mercy Hospital in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Marta Key will be on Tuesday at 11 o'clock at the Oakland Congregational Church, with Regan V. Funeral Home of Oakland in charge of arrangements. Phyllis Labor, age 95, of Papillion, Nebraska, and formerly of Oakland, has died. Funeral services for Phyllis Labor will be on Tuesday at 3 o'clock at the Oakland Congregational Church, UCC, in Oakland. Regan V. Funeral Home in Oakland has the arrangements. Reverend Lewis Miller, age 99, of Manning, died Thursday at Manning Plaza Nursing Home. Funeral services for Reverend Lewis Miller will be held next Saturday, November 19th at 10:30 a.m. at the Calvary Baptist Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has the arrangements. Eileen Smith, age 85, of Council Bluffs, died Tuesday in Omaha. A memorial service for Eileen Smith will be Saturday at 2 o'clock, that's next Saturday, at the Oakland Community Building in Oakland. A reception of the family will follow at the community building. Regan V. Funeral Home in Oakland is assisting the family with arrangements. Helen Henderson, age 104, of Avoca and formerly of Harlan, died Monday. And as per her wishes, her body was donated to science at Creighton University, and no services are planned for Helen Henderson. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Marion Reamer, age 89, of Atlantic, died Friday at the Heritage House. Services for Marion Reamer are pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Again, that's Marion Reamer, age 89, of Atlantic. And Lucille Lundy, age 85, of Orient, died Thursday at Creston Specialty Care in Creston. Funeral services for Lucille Lundy are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. That is a check of our news and funeral announcements on KJAN.